We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
All right. Ben Volen, our friend. He covers the Patriots and the NFL for the Boston Globe. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I'm imagining he's out in Minnesota. Are you out in Minnesota?
I'm hanging out at the Cinnabon and checking out Lids every day and really, really just soaking up this Mall of America experience, let me tell you.
I am so jealous. I am seething. I have said this now for 2 days. I am seething. I love a mall. I love a food court. I retweeted one of your tweets. This Radio Row is tailor-made for me, and the fact that they didn't send us. Now, I'm not going to complain about our parent company, Entercom. They've got their own problems with EEI, which we'll talk about in a second here. but I cannot believe I'm not at that Radio Row. Is that Mall of America unbelievable?
Yeah, I mean, it's suburban paradise. It has every single chain you could possibly want, like Rainforest Cafe, Cadillac Ranch.
Yes.
I got my Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt the other day.
You do. This really is my heaven. I'm not. You're making fun of it, but I'm literally jealous.
This mall, not only do they have like the amusement park, which you know about, they have 36 holes of putt-putt, which should be a lot of fun.
That I hate. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of time, waste of space.
They have like three Abercrombies. There's like three of every store in the mall. It's so big. You can't even like, because you know, it's like, you know, 10 city blocks, the size of this thing. And the media party tonight, which you know about, the Tuesday night media party, is in the amusement park. So we're going to get free drinks and then go throw up on the roller coasters. So that's a lot of fun.
I am so jealous. Have you had any meals for real in the food court?
All my meals. I had Panda Express.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I love Panda Express.
So do I.
I had to get that first. They have a Shake Shack. Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, I mean, literally anything you could want.
I just tweeted out, we were talking about this earlier, but I tweeted out, if you were a multimillionaire and you could build a fully functioning mini food court in your house, what four places would you put in? And so it would be open 24 hours, it'd be stocked just like the real restaurants in a food court. You'd have to obviously pay some people to work there, but I would put in my house, Auntie Anne's, Mrs. Fields, Sparrow's, and Panda Express.
But I was going to say the last two, Sbarro and Panda Express for sure. I'd probably want like a cheesesteak place in there. I love a good mall cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's good? Like the Freshens, where you can get the yogurt with the toppings or a smoothie or something.
Ooh, I think you've made a critical error there at the end of your list, Ben.
not a Freshens guy?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't like that.
Too healthy.
Yeah, well, if you're going to do something sweet, I would go, you know, Mrs. Fields, maybe, what was the churro place that they have down here?
Churromania.
Churromania that they have at Sawgrass, or perhaps a Haagen-Dazs. I don't think I would go Freshens.
Well, because, you know, you have options. You can, you know, oh, I like the frozen yogurt better than the hard ice cream. And then you can put your own toppings on it, and then they, you know, they weigh it out, and then you pay for how much you put on there. And my cup of ice cream is always like $9 because I just load up.
That's actually, now that you mention it, though, because you don't even, it's your place. So if you don't even want yogurt, you can just go get a cup of gummy bears if that's what you're in the mood for. It's like having a candy store.
And I'm not above that either, Hawk.
Yeah, no. Now that I'm thinking about it, I may stop at Freshens on the way home tonight and get a cup of those cookie dough bites. Those things are good, man. All right, let's talk a little football here. Ben Volen, he covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. Let me start with this Tom Brady WEEI controversy. One of the hosts on EEI watched the Tom versus Time special and referred to Tom's daughter as a little pissant. And then he goes on the morning show yesterday, which he has a great relationship, like a decade of doing. And I, you know, being in local radio, like Tom Brady does not need to be doing a local weekly radio show. But he does it, obviously, because he has a good relationship with those guys. He certainly doesn't need the money or the exposure. And he was very angry about it. Now, he has since yesterday, he said that, you know, he doesn't want that guy fired and whatever. But I said to Crowder yesterday, I think he's almost doing like a Michael Jordan thing here, where he's finding something to get angry about to propel him to even further greatness. Does it strike you that way?
It struck me as Brady looking for a way out of doing the interview yesterday, to be honest.
That too.
I think he was saying, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of interviews this week. And you're right. He doesn't have to do the morning radio show on EEI. So it's actually the team has a deal with EEI for Patriots Monday where Brady does, you know, it's written into their contracts. The quarterback has to do it and the coach has to do it. So for Brady's entire career, he's done a Monday morning segment with these guys. And, you know, he absolutely doesn't have to do it. And WEI needs Brady more than he needs them, obviously. But, you know, the way it was explained to me, it's like, no matter how rich you are, if someone's going to pay you $100,000 or whatever it is, something along those lines, to talk on the phone, like, anyone's going to do it. It's pretty easy money, and it's a safe environment generally to talk about the game or anything like that. Like, it is pretty friendly radio. And the host in question is not a regular host. He's like a 25-year-old kid who writes for the website. He's like a fill-in host, and he was just doing the late-night show, and it was 10 o'clock p.m. on WEI, and he's just kind of letting it rip. And he doesn't have any kids, and, you know, he's being crass. And you don't talk about other people's kids. It's just not – you don't go there. But, you know, Brady did put his kids out there on the documentary. And, you know, calling a five-year-old a pissant, you know, I wouldn't do it, but I didn't think it was the worst thing in the world either. And, you know, Brady kind of – for someone who says, well, I don't want the kid to be fired, I mean, Brady put him on blast yesterday, and he became the story of the Super Bowl, and Alex Reamer got sent home, and now he's suspended. And, you know, he gets all kinds of crap on social media, and it's going to affect him in the market for a while. So Brady might not want him fired, but he certainly, you know, affected this kid's life pretty negatively. And these were comments that totally flew under the radar. I had never heard them until Brady made an issue out of it. So I just don't understand why Brady had to make such a big deal out of it. Like, it wasn't good, and, you know, Alex Reamer shouldn't have been calling his daughter a pissant, but – you know, Brady almost ruined this kid's life now, and I don't know. It seemed to me like he was just looking for an excuse to get out of doing the interview yesterday.
I agree with that, actually, and I listened to the audio of Reamer. I didn't think it was horrible either, and again, you don't talk about kids, whatever, but it was more of like just a flippant comment. I don't think he was really criticizing the kid. We've all had moments with our kids where they're being annoying little pissants. Like, that's part of being a five-year-old. I understand you don't say it, and certainly you don't say it about Tom Brady on a radio station that has a relationship with Tom Brady. I do think that Tom Brady, like you say, had no interest in doing that local radio interview that morning because he does it 51 other weeks out of the year. So why do I have to do it Super Bowl week? And it probably spiraled a little bit further than he wanted it to. But what is the tenor? You're saying that he's getting a lot of social media flack or whatever. Is the tenor in the Boston area, like, you know, pitchforks, like you cannot attack Tom Brady, and now, like, I mean, Reamer's, what's his name, Alex Reamer, is that it?
Alex Reamer, yeah.
He's got to be poison right now, right? Poison for any media.
Absolutely, and it's the kid's reputation has taken a big hit, and Boston will defend Tom Brady, you know, to the hilt, and you can't say anything negative about him or his kids or anything, or people will get all over you. I mean, I experience it all the time, and I like to think I'm pretty even-handed with my, you know, I'm not just shooting from the hip and ripping Tom Brady, but when I dare mention that he made a bad throw on an interception, you still get 20 people on Twitter calling you an idiot. And so Alex Reamer, you know, he's, as you said, he's poison right now, and Brady is really, you know, this episode has done a ton of damage to his credibility and to his career. And he's a young guy, he's 25, he's just looking to make a name for himself, and, you know, it doesn't have a family, doesn't have kids, and I think is learning a valuable lesson about, you know, thinking before you speak. But it's going to be tough for him to recover from this, and which is why I kind of wish that Brady had taken a little more precaution beforehand. You know, it's nice for him to say, I don't want this guy's life to be ruined and for him to be fired, but a lot of the damage is done at this point.
Hey, Ben, the actual documentary series of, Tom vs. Time, Did you learn anything? Because I watched the first episode, and it is that he trains hard and he eats well. Like, you covering the Patriots, did you learn anything about Brady for real?
Yeah, I mean, I think the documentary humanizes him a little bit, which is interesting to see. I'm watching the third installment now that was just released a few hours ago. It's just a video of Brady and Amendola and Edelman, and they took a vacation to Montana over the summer, and they were working in the morning, you know, running a lot of routes and working on stuff, and Brady's cussing out Edelman left and right, which is interesting to watch. And then they'd go mountain biking and play golf or whatever in the afternoon. And, you know, it's just interesting to see the human side of these guys. And clearly the goal of the documentary is to soften the public image of Alex Guerrero and try to humanize him and give him a better public perception, because right now, you know, anytime you think of Alex Guerrero, you think of a guy who is investigated by the FTC and, you know, passed himself off as a doctor fraudulently and was trying to sell concussion water. So this docuseries is all about, you know, showing Guerrero to be a real human and that his methods really do work. So they're showing him working on Tom Brady's body and talking about their theories. So it's all fine. I'm not learning much about what, you know, necessarily what he's all about, but it is interesting seeing the human side of Tom Brady.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I didn't eat strawberries, would I be as good as Brady been? Like, I'm not really learning anything about why he's doing this at 40.
Wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I think you would be, actually. Maybe you should try. You should try the CB12 diet, see if you can make a comeback with the golf.
I don't know.
Listen, there's a lot of people would love to see his linebacking skills. Falero got a taste of his linebacking skills earlier today. Crowder came running down the stairs. Falero didn't move out of the way. I'm not even kidding you. Crowder lowered his shoulder and knocked Falero on his ass.
I thought he was going to move.
We probably deserved it too, right?
Well, yes, yeah.
No.
Yeah, and there's it. Yeah, most definitely.
Who would stand there and let me hit him in the chest?
Ben Volen. And if you watched Crowder during his Dolphins days, Falero, it's not that hard to get out of, you know, it's like he'll fly at anything.
Well, you know Channing's not going to catch him. That's
sure. If you could only have gotten around him.
Now, how did this turn into what's going on now?
Ben Volen is with us from the Boston Globe. Patriots opened at like 6.5-point favorites. They're down to 4 to 4.5-point favorites. So it looks like the gambling public seems to like the Eagles here.
The big money seems to be coming in on the Eagles. And I think a lot of it has to do just with the Patriots Super Bowl history. Every game they play is a dogfight. And this overtime game against the Falcons is the largest margin of victory they've ever had. It was 6 points. Every other game has been 3 or 4. And I think this will be the same. I think the Eagles will come out and they'll run 10 plays that the Patriots have never seen before, and they'll get their guys in space and they'll move the ball and they'll be like, wow, I mean, Eagles came to play and the Patriots look unprepared. But then Brady and Belichick and Patricia McDaniels, they'll make their adjustments. And I think it'll be a dogfight right to the end, and I'm done betting against the Patriots right now. It's proven time again that they come through in the fourth quarter. And at the end of the day, I just don't see Doug Peterson and Nick Foles as the duo that's going to knock them off.
Is Tom Brady 100% healthy?
I think so. He keeps wearing a glove on his right hand, which is kind of hilarious. It's like a running gag at this point that he refuses to let us see his hand. But he got the stitches out last week, and the hand really didn't affect him against Jacksonville either. So with 2 weeks to prepare, he's going to be fine. And you know, he's throwing darts out there anyway. Like, they really avoid a disaster with that injury.
And what about Rob Gronkowski? Is he expected to play?
They're being very coy about it. I would be shocked if he didn't play at this point. He doesn't have a concussion history. 2 weeks should be enough. He's passed 4/5 of the concussion protocol. Just needs to do the full practice. And so my guess is they're waiting to clear him until tomorrow because he was able to skip media night last night and then media again today. So they'll probably have him out there for practice tomorrow. If he's still not cleared, then maybe it's an issue, but I think he'll be good to go.
And so what is the schedule now? You're in Minneapolis. So tonight is the who's performing at the Tuesday night concert?
I don't think there's a performance. I think it's just go on the roller coasters and play some putt-putt and have fun at the Mall of America. You know, it's a real bummer that Prince died, because Prince would be...
Yeah, he'd be like the mayor of the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I know the DirecTV parties with J-Lo on Saturday. That's the one I'm trying to get into. There's one party starring a guy named Migos, and I'm so old, I have no idea who Migos is.
It's actually a group. There's three Migos.
Well, there you go. So that's how lame and white I am. But
well, we knew that when you picked Freshens to be in your food court.
Yeah, I really gave that one away.
I know Quavo and Offset. They read Ben Volen stuff. Got to. They have to.
So the attendance, though, like media-wise, is it because I know it gets a little more crowded tomorrow, really, than Monday and Tuesday. But does it look like it's because a lot of people, they go, oh, Minneapolis. Like, what am I going to do there?
Right. It's freezing. Today, the wind chill was -6. So you guys would have been pretty miserable up here. Not us tough Northeasterners. We revel in this weather. Like our hotel is like a mile away from the Mall America, and normally you just walk there, but it's so damn cold that I take the shuttle or I Uber over there. The media presence has been, like, Radio Row is the smallest I've probably ever seen.
Oh, really?
A sad state of affairs for the radio and TV industry right now.
You're not kidding, man.
So, but yeah, I mean, What will be fascinating for me is this weekend, you know, like for the Eagles, this is huge for the Philly fans and everything. Minneapolis was so geeked about getting the hometown Super Bowl and the Vikings will be in it. And then they obviously suffered that disappointing loss. And now the Eagles fans, these obnoxious Philly fans, are coming to rub the Vikings fans' faces in it next weekend. So, like, I'm interested to see how that whole experience goes and how many fights there are and just how many obnoxious Eagles fans come and start trouble here in Minneapolis. Either way, win or lose, Philadelphia is burning to the ground after this game. There's no question.
They are obnoxious. We had Brian Baldinger on earlier, and he's from Philly, and he was defending them. And my wife is from Philly, and they are obnoxious fans.
They call it passion.
Passion, yeah.
Yeah, they had to grease up the light poles after that game so that they wouldn't climb up them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So passionate.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made time to join us, and I certainly wish you luck in getting into the party Saturday night, the DirecTV party. Tell them I've been a member for 4 or 5 years now. That might get you in. So Freshens, you're sticking with Freshens in your home food court, huh?
No, well, I wanted something sweet. So, you know, that's like the first thing. You really put me on the spot. That was like the first thing I came up with, but you know, maybe a gelato stand or a Cold Stone Creamery, some sort of ice cream or yogurt type joint. I mean, you got to have ice cream in your food court.
Hey, Ben, I got to help you out, bro. We were in Vegas for a fight, and I got in a party with KD's entourage. Find an entourage, a big group of people that look like you, and just blend in the back and walk in with a
group.
But
that entourage is going to Freshens. It's not the same entourage that you sneak in with.
Sneak in with entourage, yeah. Ben.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't look like a former NFL player, so it's a little tougher for me to blend in like that.
Get a group of white dudes headed in. It's not all athletes. Find a big group of white dudes and walk in with them.
Yeah, I'm like the agent or the marketing guy, right?
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Enjoy yourself, Ben.
All right, see you, boys.
Ben Volen there. That is so interesting. It is so... it is so crazy that we are not there. That is my Radio Row. I got into sports radio for a Radio Row at a mall food court, and it has passed us by. It's actually not. We could probably get a flight to Minneapolis tonight, couldn't we?
You waited 30 years for this.
30 years. You know how you work your entire life to get to the NFL, and you got there, and you stared at the locker when they put your Dolphins jersey in there, and you were like, wow, all those years of hard work. And
Mama, I made it.
Mama, I made it. I have worked in radio. I've emceed events where four people were there. I've stood outside homes as they were building them in Port St. Lucie properties and
Cruzan Whip and Shack.
Spun a wheel, Cruzan liquor stand. That was actually fun. But I have done the lowest of the low in radio to get to a Radio Row for the Super Bowl at a food court, and I'm not there.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.